Good.
Okay. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at Municipal Building, distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for flag salute, followed for a moment of silence for our servicemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have the presentation of the minutes. Minutes of the regular meeting for September 20th, 2017. Is there any changes or modifications, or if not, a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 20th, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Then we have the minutes of the executive session meeting of September 20th, 2017. Changes or motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the executive session September 20th, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Then we have the minutes of the special meeting and the special executive session meeting, since they're so small, for September 27th, 2017. Can I get a motion to for or changes or a motion to approve both of them?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting on September 27th, 2017, as well as the minutes of the special executive session on September 27th, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain. Abstain.
Yes.
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 Okay. Can I get a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Limited to agenda items only. It is open to public comment.
You know, I didn't realize it was agenda only, but can I...
Is it about the agenda? Is it something on the agenda?
No, no, it isn't.
Then it has to wait to the end.
At the end? Okay, there you go.
Then seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
On. Yes.
Okay, resolutions. We have the first resolution, which maybe Matt, you can make us aware of what this means more about this legislature regarding OPRA and OMA.
Well, I think there's a disconnect between those of us on in the municipal level and the front lines and the burdens of the acts and well-intentioned, but in some we've had instances where entire clerk's offices and operations are shut down due to repeated and voluminous requests and whatnot, that there's the attempt to make the laws even more burdensome on the municipality and the costs involved, there's no allocation for that. So the municipalities across the board are saying, if you're going to keep increasing our obligation, there needs to be some consideration as to the funding to make those responses, those obligations. So this is pretty widespread in town, in other towns we represent and whatnot, that there's just a disconnect at the state level as to how burdensome this has become.
I don't know if anybody else has had enough time to understand it, or if we want, you know, discuss it in motion, discuss it and table it, you know, because I know some of it, but not a whole lot. I know, Karen, I guess this impacts you a lot, you know, in your responsibilities. And
yeah, and the League opposes it, and so does the Municipal Clerks Association. So, I mean, of course, there's aspects that are positive, but there's quite a few that are negative toward the clerks and the townships. And like Matt said, financially it's burdensome for the taxpayers. So they want full disclosure on many things, but it's some things are just ridiculous that are requested.
I mean, if need be, I can provide a more detailed analysis of the increased obligations. But as I said, the obligations are pretty broad ranging now. And as everybody's aware, sometimes the act's used not by citizens seeking to be more informed, but by businesses trying to have municipal employees act as their sales or marketing department, mm-hmm. targeting OPA requests and things like that. They're very voluminous. It happens at both the municipal and the county level, where hours and hours of time is spent to compile or to reproduce lists of people who apply for certain permits, if I'm a power washer, if I'm a pool company, things like that. And there's really not a clear understanding at the state level of how much work and how much time, particularly in smaller towns where the man hours just aren't there to shut down government. So that's why the municipalities across the board have opposed it. I'm not aware of any of the towns that we deal with that aren't opposed to the more strict requirements.
The Senate Bill 1045, are they still on the floor? They have not been accepted. Are these already been accepted? And this is, what is the status?
My understanding is they're trying to short circuit them. It's that time of year, trying to get them through without a full vetting and have them voted and signed into law.
So and what is that time frame that they're looking at this?
Before the end of the calendar year.
They're saying after the election.
Yeah, in that quote lame duck frame in the November, December time frame. So there is time for a more thorough analysis if you so desire.
Yeah, I'd rather table it just because I just pulled the bills, both of them today, and I just want to read through them. And
I can highlight this what the league has referenced as the most significant and burdensome changes. You can do that pretty easily.
In the Open Public Meetings Act also, there's quite a few things that pertain to your agenda and timing of minutes, and there's different things, too, that you'll see in the law that could also cause a problem, I think, for the township.
You want to table it?
Yeah, so if we push it, we have it on the 18th. It doesn't impact us.
No,
putting
it's
this
not
out
good.
There that, you know, as our opposition.
No, I don't think there's any anticipation that's going to occur. Anything's going to formally finalized occur before then.
Okay. So unless anybody's opposed to it, if we table that to the 18th meeting. Okay, then we have the resolution awarding a contractor for rock salt. This is a cooperative pricing through the Board of Chosen Freeholders. They awarded their contract, Morton Salt. Matt, without how do we know this co-op? No, I'm trying to be careful here.
I think in general the same issues that we've become aware of in the past can certainly reoccur, and our position hasn't changed, is that our job is to, of course, get the best deal for the taxpayers. So.
And so approving it or not approving it really doesn't...
No. This isn't going to impact that, with the exception of... And some of these details might be better left.
Right. Well, that's...
Yeah. but really, at this point, there's it doesn't appear that that's going to finalize in a time frame okay. that's going to affect this season anyway.
Okay. Does anybody else have any conversation about this or a motion to approve the rock salt?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 96-2017 awarding rock salt contract.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 We have resolution 97-2017 redemption of tax sale certificate. Whereas tax collector did sell a tax sale certificate 201609 on October 14th, to C&E Tax Lien Fund 1 for the amount of $13,674.42 has been collected from Mayor and Mayor LLC for Blue Apple Real Estate. The new owner of this property, known as Block 59, Lot 67, 60 Hollow Road Township, for redemption of sales tax certificate. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 97-2017?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 97-2017, redemption of tax sale certificate.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, we have old business, which is regarding the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. I believe, Julie, you're here hiding back there. You want to come up to the... regarding the maintenance and management agreement for the properties we have in conjunction with the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. And just some clarification, or just want to state, so you...
Sure. Julie Shelley, New Jersey Water Supply Authority. I'm the property and permit administrator.
Okay. And just for clarification, I guess also the rest of the committee, what the maintenance agreement, what impact it has on us, and changes, and maybe with the reasoning for the changes?
Sure. We co-own, the Water Supply Authority and the township co-own, four open space parcels in the township that were all preserved over the past 12 or 13 years for protection of water supply, water quality, and other open space benefits. Three of the properties that were all purchased longer ago were under, or I should say, are under an agreement right now for maintenance by the township that we entered into in 2010 for a 20-year term. After we entered into that agreement, we jointly purchased another property, the Fisher property on Anthony Road, and that property was under its own management agreement with essentially almost identical terms and conditions as the other three. So what we're proposing through this agreement is just to merge them all into one agreement together, all the same rules apply to all of them, and start the 20-year term again over from this time whenever it is signed.
As I understand it, any maintenance requirements either put onto this by us or by you would then also be financially covered by either us if we created it or the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. So you can't put a burden on us to do maintenance.
Absolutely.
Correct.
We were very explicit in the document to state that neither party would have the right to obligate the other party without their agreement. And just for your own reference, we own about 40 open space properties around the reservoirs and down near the canal. We co-own most of them with other municipalities, with land trusts, with the county, and on each of those we have an agreement like this, and it's the same approach everywhere. Our goal is not to impose anything on anyone else. It's merely to come to an agreement that we put in writing of the basic rules about operating the property. You know, we can't have you building a racetrack out there, for example. And we won't do that either, so we've agreed to that. And if either of us want to make any changes to the property, we consult each other. On some of the other properties that we co-own, the types of changes that have been implemented are, for example, in High Bridge, they're building a new trail on a property. Citizens of the municipality wanted that. The governing body came to us, said, hey, is this okay? We went out to look at it, make sure that we didn't have any concerns about it crossing sensitive areas or causing erosion, and they're doing the trail. They didn't ask us for money. We're not paying for it. They're doing all of it through volunteer work. Another example is some of the other municipalities have chosen to institute deer management on the open space properties. As it is, the properties are open to the public unless you choose to do it otherwise. So as long as the property's not posted no hunting or restricted hunting, it's open to the public. In some cases, municipalities have chosen to restrict hunting to either licensed individuals who apply to the municipality for a license, or to a group or a club who then have an agreement over the number of antlerless deer that have to be harvested and, you know, other sort of ecologically oriented things that we've agreed to with the intention of managing deer, not just killing deer. So if the township chose to do something like that, the agreement is clear that any revenue that would be generated from that would stay with the township. It has nothing to do with us. Now, Green Acres requires that if you do have revenue from a lease or an agreement like that on an open space property, you have to use it to manage that open space property. You can't just spend it however you want. But the agreement makes clear that the proceeds would go to the town. And just one other example, over in Bethlehem Township, we have a couple of co-owned properties with Bethlehem that are former agricultural properties that we would like to see converted back to more native grass meadows, forested areas. And Bethlehem has agreed that they're good with us doing that. We're paying for it. They're not involved other than to say, we're okay, go for it. So those are just some examples of some of the ways that our partnerships work, and it would be no different here.
Thank you. Sure. Anybody have any questions, Julie?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I think you answered all the concerns. with that, can we get a motion to approve the amended maintenance and management agreement for Lebanon Township and the New Jersey Water Supply Authority?
And to authorize the mayor and clerk to sign.
And authorize the mayor and clerk to sign.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Before Julie leaves, could I just acknowledge that New Jersey Water Supply Authority is supporting the township on our open space endeavors. They provide, they've offered 50%. We haven't gotten to the point of taking them up on it yet, but 50% cost sharing on transaction fees, costs involved with the transactions we're doing. So we thank them for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Animal control officer complaint.
Okay. I didn't really want to bring this up in the public meeting, but since it came up as new business at the last meeting, and it kind of said some things that could be disparaging to the animal control officer, I felt the need to do a lot of research and come back with what happened with the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So just so for the people who weren't here, basically what was said was that on Monday the 13th, September 13th, there was an environmental open space meeting, and one of the members there said, last Wednesday, a dog came wandering out of the gorge. She got him. She called the police department. They called the ACO. The ACO called her and basically said, I'm too busy to deal with this right now. I'll figure out what to do. She didn't want to keep the dog. She knows the people at Califund Vet. She took him there. They looked at it for free, and then they said they'll hold him for a little time. The woman, the ACO, called her back and asked where the dog is, and she said she left him at Califund Vet. She said, well, you should have stayed where you were. I would have come, which was like three hours. Would you please try to find out a little bit more details about what happened? That's what you asked me to do, because I wouldn't. So anyway, I spent a lot of time, a couple of hours over the last few days. I talked to Chief Gale. I talked to Tom Dodd of Animal Control Solutions. I called the EOSC member, and I had her look into her cell phone to give me times that things happened. I looked up all the case file details, and I even have the GPS tracker information from the animal control officer's ACO that came out. So, first of all, the 3 hours is not – the whole thing took 3 hours, but from the time that the ACO got the call, they had two calls, actually. They had a severely injured cat, and they had the dog. So it was 1 hour and 1 minute that they picked up both of those animals. So it wasn't 3 hours. The whole incident took 3 hours, but the ACO was not 3 hours in picking these animals up. So they're within our contract. So, but what we did figure out with this whole thing is that, you know, the current process is no longer adequate. And before we can even publish procedures, before we can even publish procedures, we need to fix the disconnects that we have, because it's not just the ACO. It's with the residents, it's with dispatch, it's with the police, it's the whole process. Now, I can, you know, from what I've noticed here, I can tell you what I've noticed. Residents are calling the ACS directly. Residents can maybe asking for the exact time the ACO will arrive, and that's not part of the contract. It's within an hour. ACS is not always sure if the resident is truly Lebanon Township and vice versa. If their address is Glen Gardner or Hampton, even the residents, like the Hampton resident with the cat, she called over to St. Hubert's because she thought she was in Hampton, and that's who does Hampton. So, Judy used to do a lot of the reuniting, which required less police department involvement. So she hasn't been doing this since, what, last two Julys ago.
At least.
And that's what I'm finding out. A lot of people relied on Judy, and we did pay her to do this. So she knew everybody's dogs, and you've got St. Hubert's telling residents that the Lebanon Township Police Department approval is not required, and don't listen to them. If they tell you they need police approval, it's not true. Residents taking the animal to a different location than first reported, lack of urgency on the part of the dispatch, lack of communication between dispatch and police department, and these are all just the facts. You know, these are things that I came up in the fact-finding approach. So I'm not placing blame. I just think we have to fix the process. Delays in getting officer approval sometimes because of the constraints of the job. You have two people on duty, and if they're out at a call, they can't physically call. It's just stop what they're doing and call the ACO to give them approval to go out. There's an obscure policy on cats, and we've also had a higher number of incidents than in the past. It's like new residents, dogs are escaping during the move, new residents not updating microchips and license info with the new address, Facebook factor, you know, residents and non-residents offering all kinds of advice, some not what the process is, even though, you know, they mean well. Police department approval is not always required for rabies tests, and sometimes we're finding out that if Hunterdon County approves rabies testing, our costs can go up. And if we choose to not do that, we're going to be liable if somebody comes in here and sues the township because we bucked Hunterdon County, is what I'm hearing. I think we need a subcommittee. If nobody wants to work with me on this, I'll just work with Jack and I'll do it myself.
Well, I guess what is coming up with a written process, I guess, for this, so we know.
Yeah,
something that we could then essentially also post on the website that
right.
Here is the situation, this is how you handle it,
right?
You know, publicly, so there's not any confusion there. I mean, we did get lucky with the fact that we had Judy here for years that, you know, literally probably knew every dog by name.
Right.
There's going to obviously be some growing pains when we're going from that scenario to what we have now.
That's why I waited 3 months, because I wanted to see, because I didn't want to publish a process that then we were going to have to redo it because of the kinks that are coming about. Now, I'm actually going to read you what I have here, just so that everybody hears what went on. September 13th, two animal incidents within the same time frame. One with severe injuries was given priority. In this case, two animals were picked, like I said, were picked up within an hour and 1 minute and within agreed upon terms of contract. 9:35 a.m., Jocelyn Court resident gets phone number of ACS through St. Hubert's and calls for a pickup of a severely injured cat in her driveway. It's reported that St. Hubert said if ACS, which is Animal Control Solutions, gives you the runaround saying they need police approval, then they are avoiding doing their job. 9:43, ACS calls Lebanon Township Police Department, spoke with dispatch operator, I'm not going to give the number, but they have a number for that person, requesting approval to pick up the injured cat. This operator said he would have a Lebanon Township officer call them. Cat is in severe distress, paralyzed, dragging itself and having seizures in the woman's driveway. Animal Control Solutions gets frantic follow-up call from resident. Animal Control Solutions calls Lebanon Township Police a second time and speaks with this operator again, explains the situation, and a woman who was training this operator picks up the phone and says, the call is out, though they will get to you when they can. 10:02 a.m., Lebanon Township EOSC member calls police about found injured dog, no collar, wandering out of the gorge. 10:29 a.m., Lebanon Township officer calls Lebanon Township EOSC member to advise that he would see if there's a missing dog list in Highbridge. And this was all verified via cell phone. I talked to everybody. 10:29 a.m., after waiting and receiving no call back with approval to pick up the injured cat. Now, mind you, that's almost an hour after this thing is all in the driveway. ACS calls police and explains that they're sorry for calling again, but the cat is paralyzed and having seizures in the woman's driveway for the past 45 minutes and that they've spoken to the dispatch communication center twice and still have not received the call back with approval for pickup. The office manager tells ACS that it is strange, but she never received a call from the communications dispatch about the cat. 10:54 a.m., a Lebanon Township officer calls ACS with approval for pickup of cat on Jocelyn Course first, because that was the priority, because it was so severely injured, followed by pickup of the injured dog at Califon Vet. 10:47, now this is when they get dispatched, because they got the approval. 10:47 a.m., given severity of cat situation, ACS takes a chance on expected approval and is dispatched for injured cat run over in driveway at Jocelyn Court. The ACO was called in transit with the approval for the pickup, and I have the GPS tracker that shows this. 11 o'clock a.m., Lebanon Township EOSC member takes injured dog to vet for care since it's taking so long for pickup. 11:07 a.m., ACO calls Lebanon Township EOSC member for details on the injured dog. She is in transit but first must pick up the severely injured cat. 11:20 a.m., ACO arrives at 13 Jocelyn Court to pick up the injured cat. 11:33 a.m., ACO calls EOSC member a second time to say she'd be there in 15 minutes to get the dog. 11:48, ACO arrives at Califon Vet to pick up the dog brought there by the ACO member. So if you look in red font, this is when they were dispatched, and they actually left a little earlier, but they tried.
Right.
And so I just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand. Sometimes it happens in here more than once that we disparage a business, and now that we have these tapes out there, these businesses start hearing this kind of stuff. I would expect maybe a letter might come. But anyway, so I think the gift that came in this whole thing is that we can work this out and get it fixed, but it's going to take Jack's head, my head, I don't know, whoever wants to work with me. If nobody wants to work with me, I'll do it myself. I don't care.
Well, I think it's just we just need to come up with the policy is so that's clear for everyone and clear for the public and like companies like Hubert's that are giving out bad information.
Yeah.
You know, is disturbing.
But I also think, yeah, it is. I know. That's why I said I was angry. I just think, too, that we have gotten a lot more calls than we ever had in the past. And I'm thinking that there's going to come a point where we're going to have to look at the all-you-can-eat versus the per diems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just keeping an eye on it because we've already had 15 calls. Basically, in the last couple of years, we get 15 in a year because Judy used to reunite them. But we have a lot of new people moving into the area, a lot of loose animals. I don't know what the problem is. I really can't get to the bottom of it, but
yeah, I know there was an ambulance call this weekend where there was a dog attack and the owner was bit and the little dog that it was attacked died. It was when the dog and dog and the owner got ill. So yeah, so I know that's for some reason it's I don't know.
And I know, and again to address, what I didn't address in this is the fact that the person said I didn't have time for this or whatever. I think the situation here, I think there was a lot of lessons learned because I did talk to the ACO about the person. Were they rude? Were they this or that? And I think it's just the testiness of this whole situation that was going on. We got this lady calling. The cat is rolling around in the driveway. The ACO can't go because they don't have approval. Then they get there. And then, you know, and then Kathy's got a dog and everybody's got something going on and everybody's all testy. So I'm going to write that one off as human nature. But so.
Okay. Well, then, if you're willing to put together or work, you know, if somebody wants policy with someone else, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's something that we have written so it's clear for our officers and also clear for the public.
The public, you know, officers, and animal control.
Hubert's, all these other places that know, hey, if somebody calls them, they say, this is what you do, and they'll tell people that, you know, this is who you call, and don't let them tell you otherwise.
It's right.
Like, well, that doesn't help anybody.
No,
so
I know.
I appreciate you digging into it.
You'll offer your help? Okay, good.
Well, he's sick, so be careful.
Yeah. But I also, and, you know, Tom, we're going to have to keep you posted as the interface into the police department as well, because we, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a situation where we have cats. happy authorized. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you've got cops out there that are dealing with big things and they can't just stop to give an approval.
Well, I think if you're willing to start looking into it, you have the most, mm-hmm. you know, you've really dived into this.
Mm-hmm.
If you can come up with some kind of protocol that mm-hmm. you can bring back to the committee or to myself and Jack or whatever,
yeah.
we can start looking from there and go in that direction,
right.
seeing if we can come up with a better answer to why there's so many calls right now versus how there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the town has changed a little bit. We used to have, some Good Samaritans who just watched out for dogs, Judy being one, and I can think of another bus driver in town that knew all the dogs also, so it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there anymore.
Right.
So we have to come up with a new program.
Right.
Okay. Whatever you need, I'll help you out with that.
Thank you.
And thank you, Beth, for digging into that, and so we understood what, you know, where we're at and what
right.
we got to do.
Right.
Because, like I said, it's a lot of new ground in some way.
Moving parts.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. Okay, the end of old business. The next item of new business is a police officer hire. Unless otherwise, this basically we're looking to hire another officer because we last meeting, we approved the contract for the SRO at the high school. So during the 10 months of the school year, there is going to be an officer stationed at Voorhees High School. So this will be an officer that kind of help fill in that hole that will be created by that officer now being at Voorhees. The school is picking up the costs for that officer to be there. And so it serves a good purpose for the residents and the students and the school. And it doesn't really impact, you know, directly on Lebanon Township solely's tax base since it is a regional high school. So we are looking to hire another one. We have a person in mind, and if unless otherwise, I'd like to make the motion to offer to hire Adrian LaRue as a full-time patrolman at Step 9.
I'll make the motion.
Or the second.
You made the motion. Okay, so you did. Okay, so I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. There you go, Jack. You can tell Adrian. We have a social affairs permit for St. John Newman's Church. Event date, November 10th, 2017. Basically, it looks like it's just going to... alcohol, etc. So, can I get a motion to approve the social affairs permit?
I'll make a motion to approve the social affairs permit of St. John Newman.
Second.
Roll call?
No.
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you.
This next topic, I will recuse myself. Thank you.
Okay, the next topic is the TAC Farm, the SADC Farmland Preservation Application. This is the State Agriculture Development Committee. They are looking to basically get our... It's not permission. Isn't really the right word for it. Just our comments and... A more consent, I guess, would be.
We support the effort.
Support the effort.
Correct.
Yeah. Basically, because this is funded by the state. It's not funded by the township or the county. And so basically, they're just looking for the township to look at the piece of property and make sure we don't have any other grand plan in our master plan for this piece of property before it gets preserved. And so it's really looking for us to go and make comments if we do have any reason to say no.
Where actually is it, Doug?
It's right by Shara Road.
Yeah.
I think it's the property they usually have, like, right the dog events and stuff, I think they've seen, or some kind of events there, as I recall.
On Shara Road, or?
Off of Shara Road, like Mount.
Off of Shara Road.
There's a map there on the third page.
It's actually on Mount Lebanon.
Mount Lebanon, but it's at the corner of Shara Road and Mount Lebanon. Yeah.
This was the one, it was on the in the EOSC minutes of June that she wanted to have her property added.
There was a chance meeting during the election where it was brought up as something they were pursuing, and then this came about.
I can tell you a total of 32 acres, 2.5 acres is exempt out of it.
Just looking at a couple of things in the township, if you look at our 2002 open space plan, this property is designated as a preservation priority, so back to that time. We also have a 2002 farm plan preservation or farmland preservation plan, and this happens to be outside of a general area that's shaded, but just outside of it. It is contiguous right across the road from the Pelio property that we're currently in the process of negotiating a preservation of, so it's absolutely contiguous to a lot of preserved open space.
Will this increase our township taxes?
It'll have no. We discussed that it has no impact on the township taxes because if the farm's already in farmland preservation, them turning into an SADC program, it stays in farm assessment, and so it doesn't change the taxes.
It's already farm assessed.
It's already farm assessed. So they don't change the activity on it. It just makes it farm assessed forever.
Is this the exception area here, the 1 2.5 acre non-severable, is that for the house they live in?
The residence, yes.
Yeah. I don't have any problems.
If there aren't any other questions, then can I get a motion to support the efforts to preserve this piece of property?
I'll make a motion to support the efforts by the TAC Farm, Block 56, Lot 13, for SADC farm preservation.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Coming together is the beginning.
Just listen, it doesn't count.
Last item is on the new business is the Little Red Schoolhouse that's on Hill Road. This is actually going to get moved to executive because there are contract negotiations, not necessarily with us, but other ones going on, and this is really just to discuss and update the committee with where it went. Then we tabled on correspondence. We had tabled this last week. Oh, did I miss something?
Nope,
I missed the vouchers. I'm sorry. I always put it at the bottom, and I blow right by it for some reason.
Sorry, sorry.
It's okay. Brian, do you have vouchers?
Michael Bowen, our planner, is for the amount of $1,381.50. It's for services for Four East High School Capital Project, Valley View, Woodlands Athletic Field Association, and miscellaneous items. And the other one's for Bear Reese Engineering, GenSite site, in the amount of $1,020. That's all.
None
for me.
I have one. It's for the NFPA, National Fire Protection Association. It's for the membership dues and the NFCSS access to the system. It's for $1,520.50. That's it.
I've got for the chip and seal program for about 9 different roads in the township, $79,859.53. Construction escrow refund for Block 16, Lot 47, $2,589. C&E tax lien discussed earlier, tax sale certificate 201609, $14,500. Tax sale certificate, also the lien redemption for $13,674.42. Postage for our postage meter $2,000. Fall newsletter to Cornerstone Printing, $1,757.03. Diesel delivery from Finch Fuel Oil, $2,870.08. And JCP&L Master Account, $1,283.61 for the month of September.
I have one here for the Township of Tewksbury. It's our shared court It's the third quarter payment of $9,471.25. That's it.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Okay. Going to correspondence, last meeting we had tabled this Meals on Wheels. And to find out what we have donated before, there has not been anything donated. I'm finding out that is an item if we want to in the future. It needs to be part of a budget if it's something we're going to donate, like we do for our local senior center. So at this point, I would say we really can't donate anything to it because it doesn't exist in our budget. But it would be an item we should discuss at budget time next year.
Or is there a way we will forget?
You're supposed to remember.
Okay.
And there you go.
I will give a copy of the letter to Greg also to put with this budget document, so he'll have it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Do we need to make a motion to say we're not, or does it matter?
No.
We have the State of New Jersey DEP Water Quality Restoration Grant application response. We applied for this grant for 2 years, and for 2 years it has been denied. We have not gotten the money for it. I believe the company that helped us put it together, Princeton Aquatics, Hydro, Princeton Hydro, has given up. So
was this the library?
This was the library.
I couldn't figure out what it was.
This was the library. This was the rain garden that we were looking at putting in that what is the swamp.
So it'll fill with topsoil and make grass there.
That's right. may need to come up with some other possibilities there now, and other plans. So that we were denied by the state on that, and it wasn't important to them. We also have a letter from the chief, to the chief from Sergeant Gurniak regarding Patrolman Robert Plimpton, that he has completed his 1 year period since we hired him. Like, amazing, it's been a year.
Yeah,
since.
Wow.
During the course of this year, Patrolman Plimpton has demonstrated to be an asset to both the department and the community. Patrolman Plimpton does his job with confidence and professionalism. It is my opinion that he be promoted to the next step in our employment guidelines. I feel strongly that he will continue to provide excellent service to this community. Respectfully, Sergeant Christopher Gurniak. So I guess we just make a motion to approve the promotion to the next step, or is this just...
It's part of the contract, so I don't think it's necessary.
This is just...
Correct, that it's contract.
It's just reference.
Yeah, it's just FYI.
Okay.
No motion.
You didn't have this one. I don't see it on the agenda.
No.
It was in the packet.
Okay.
Could I just highlight one other correspondence? Correspondence came in regarding the State Agriculture Development Board that they've announced a $500,000 grant program available to preserved farms in the township for soil conservation projects. So if I just wanted to publicize that for owners of preserved farms, that resource is available for the next couple of months. There's an application process.
Okay. Sounds good. And is that something we should send to Karen to maybe put on the website? Is it worth doing that? I don't know. It's something we can do
for a grant.
Yeah, for the for a
grant program
for the grant to publicize the grant program.
I guess you could.
I mean, otherwise, how do we get it out there to know?
Yeah. Well, I guess that was the question that was raised, right? Like,
yeah,
I could do that.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, it might be worthwhile to just at least put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can I get a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Now it's public comment. So now, sir, if you had wanted to say something, now it's anything you want to talk about, but you have
come
to come
and
up
sit
to
up here.
Say your name and where you live.
Yeah. Sorry for jumping the gun.
No problem.
Took me a while too to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Steve O'Reilly.
And I'm Linda O'Reilly.
And we live on Oak Hill Trail, been 30-plus years residence here. 15 years ago, we formed the Rich Cadena Memorial Foundation. We were able to acquire steel from the 9/11 site and subsequently built the memorial back there. What we're here for is a little guidance and direction. And the reason being, we're, due to lack of funding, we're going to dissolve the nonprofit that we formed back then. And our guidance and direction is, how do we move forward with you having the township take it over or the park committee? And where do we go from here?
I would say at this point it would be also because it's in the park, it would be a part of the park committee to, you know if they were willing to take on or how they would take on maintenance of it and what it is involved in the maintenance of it. That's the big step. And you know, if it's the park committee, Friends of Memorial Park, because there's a there's different avenues there between the two different groups of what they do as far as running events and maintaining the park.
So since it's on that piece of property, it would be the park committee that we would go in front of, anticipating that they would want to know what type of maintenance, whatever. I had a structural engineer do a review of it a few weeks back, the same individual, a gentleman that designed the construction of it. So he had wrote me a letter stating that basically the steel is in excellent shape. It'll be there forever, for the most part. We never have an issue or situation with it. So at that point, you know, we wanted to...
I know it's come up, that's why we're here, how to move forward at this point. And then probably if you went to them, they'd ask if you went to us first to make sure we're willing to take it on or something like that. So I would say from our perspective is also we know it's there, it's been there, it was approved to go there years ago.
Right.
It really comes down to sit down and discuss with them what as you've done as maintenance and what expenses has gone into preserving that portion of the park, so they know what they would be getting into and what they have to budget for out of the funding that they collect and the donations that they get from Friends of Memorial Park. And I mean, they do hire some people to do plants and take care of some of the plants and other parts of the park, and that would be potentially incorporated into that. So I think it's really having a candid conversation with them as to know what they'd be getting themselves into.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, and again, being a nonprofit, any money that we have that we utilize for maintenance, whatever, we would just turn over to whatever.
It would probably go to the donations to Friends of Memorial Park then.
Through the pavers that we still work out with the veterans portion of it. There is still a income that goes to that, and to tell you the truth, that's what was utilized for the plants and such. And we also have the shed there that we purchased that we would just leave for as the equipment inside. Again, most of the flags about a year ago we turned over to the school, so you see they put them out where we used to put them in the ball field.
Oh, okay.
So that's
right.
Well, we did decorate with flags this year for my
own. Oh, right. But that, the amount that we gave to the school for it. And that's a nice project that they incorporate with the kids.
Do you know roughly how much money you need in a year to maintain it, like an annual amount, roughly?
Well, to tell you the truth,
we're three of us that formed the LLC. The third is Bob Tabor. He lives in town also. He's a CPA. So
we can get that information.
Right.
Yeah, it would be good to know.
Yeah, I mean the ninth is the park, because it's the holiday they're not having it. I don't know definitively or not, but the park has their meetings here on the second Monday of the month. So it's scheduled for the ninth, because of the holiday they're not having that. I don't definitively know. I would guess they are because of the fall festival.
Well, Kim would know.
Tim?
Jacobus?
Yeah,
she's on there. Talk to her.
Let her know that we're in front of you.
Yep.
The recommendation was to go to in front of them and
yep.
proceed from there.
And then she can let you know if the when the meeting is the next
okay.
meeting.
I mean, the fall festival is the 14th, so I would guess they're having their meeting.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you can discuss it with them. And then if Bob Tabor has the numbers, just so they know what the value is that they'd be looking at, you know. It's part of the park. I would be surprised, but at least if they go into it with their eyes wide open.
Yeah. They have a pretty good idea of how to yeah. maintain it, what they do, and everything else. So it's a good flash up.
Right.
Right.
Well, okay. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You better move forward.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your effort and hard work.
It's your favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your favorite word. Watch the court.
Watch the court.
It's all
WTC.
But that
yes, sir.
Great.
May I?
Oh.
Oh no. Oh, go ahead. No.
Sharon Hardy, Sunset Farming. Just regarding the soil erosion grant, I would recommend or suggest putting it in the newsletter if the timing works between the grant application deadline and the timing of the newsletter.
I don't think it does, but we'll double check it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, then Wednesday would be the most expedient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facebook.
Yeah. But we don't have a Facebook policy yet.
Yes, sir.
I don't usually get to sit down when I do this.
No way. I can take the chair away.
This is like my 10th meeting in the last, I don't know, 6 days or something. My name is George Stafford. I live at 16 Kitchell Avenue in Wharton, New Jersey. And I'm here representing the New Jersey Highlands Coalition and Keep It Green, which is a statewide open space preservation group. I've heard an awful lot about open space while I'm sitting here. We have a resolution here. The new deal that was struck in Trenton about open space and funding open space that's supposed to be continual will have to be renewed by the new legislature. We are going around, not just us, but different environmental groups all over the state of New Jersey, are going around and asking communities to support open space as a process and to make it sustainable and funded by the state of New Jersey. In the new legislature when they reapprove money for open space. You may recall a few years back that there was a dearth of money out, and then there wasn't any money available from the state, and the process kind of slowed down. And the new plan is not funded the way the old plan was. So I think we're getting $60, $80 million a year, and it used to be in the neighborhood of $200. So we're looking for the legislature to act on that and support the concept of open space. Our particular reason for that is groundwater recharge. We were kind of taken aback by the figures that we got in the drought last year, which was relatively short but relatively severe. And the last thing to recover was groundwater and small streams. And that's an indication that if we tap that out so badly at the end of that drought, that we have a problem. 1996, we had 8 million people. Now we got 9 million people. Since 1996, we've lost almost 250,000 acres of open space to development and various other things. So our concern is that groundwater recharge. I have a very simple resolution here. I used to be a town councilman in Wharton. I really couldn't stand all those whereases, you know. I mean, it's just so this is easy to read, and it's straightforward. There's also a pilot program in here. That is payment in lieu of taxes, which would help communities who had a large parcel or something that affected their tax rate, that the state would step in and over 2 or 3 years help them out so it doesn't blow a big hole in their budget and cause opposition in the community that might hold up open space. I've also been asked to address governing bodies with a situation with the election. There's a ballot issue. Ballot question number 2, and it regards a constitutional amendment that says that damages and fines from polluters that are paid has to go to the cleanup in question. For the last few years, for budgetary reasons or whatever, to balance the budget, that money's kind of been hijacked, and it's not going in. So the polluter is off the hook, and the pollution remains. And the budget's in the state that somebody's going to do something about it down the line. So on November the 7th, that question and another question will be on the ballot. For whatever legal reasons there are, I'm not supposed to say how you should vote on the amendment, but I'm supposed to make you aware that the amendment is there. So those are the options. I have my contact information is on the resolution about open space. If you have any questions, you want any clarification, you get a hold of me that way, or I can answer any questions you might have now, although it seems like you guys know more about open space than I do. We don't have much open space left in Wharton anymore, let me tell you. So
we've got a bunch of it. We've got a lot on the table that we're trying to purchase, too. So,
so I have copies here for all of you, and if I can get your email address, I can send you a Word copy. There's clerks are not real happy if you have to, they have to copy things. So.
Curiosity question is, what is your thoughts or reasoning, other than them trying to shrink the budget, of changing it from $200 to $68 million, whatever, $80 million, whatever you said there?
Yeah.
Is there some other justification other than budget changes?
I don't think so. I mean, these are compromises that get made. You know, so there's a little trade-off here and a little trade-off there. And the state is facing this tremendous future debt on infrastructure. You know, not a day goes by that we don't have some major water main break. And it's estimated that up to 25% of the treated water, particularly in our urban areas, is lost in the distribution systems. So here we have this green infrastructure that we don't have to take care of too much for forested or agricultural land, we're shorting that program, and there's no way we're going to get around spending the money on infrastructure and the distribution systems. That's just going to have to be done as our population expands, and the population in New Jersey has become more urban. You know, we all know if you've got a train station in your town, everybody wants to come in and build luxury apartments. If you don't have a train station in your town, they don't want to talk to you. So that's the direction that we see it going, and that's why we need to save as much of the open space that's left. If we bought all the open space that was available tomorrow, we'd just be at status quo. So we need to save as much and keep as much from being paved over and roofed over as we possibly can. Why it ended up with less money this time around?
I wasn't sure if somebody came up with some study that said we've already spent this much over this many years, so there's less of it, so we don't need to spend so much money. You know, like if somebody created some statistic to say this is why or not.
Yeah, I think that sounds real logical. as a reason why it happened, not
understandable.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. And yeah, Karen, the resolution and everything. So, what's the time frame that you're looking at?
Well, we'd like to have this for the new legislature, which will be coming in January.
Okay.
And they have a certain amount of time to renew the program that exists, and we hope to get them to pump the program up when they make the when they extend it. So that's right.
Wonderful.
So, you know, anytime in the next, you know. Probably before you get into budget season. I know that's always madness. So that would be good.
Problem.
And I'll just leave these here.
Excellent.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Catherine Cox, 186 Raritan River Road. I have a certificate. I'm going to present it to you, Mark, because then you can figure out where to hang it.
Oh, wonderful.
Raritan Headwaters.
Oh, okay.
Certificate for
our well testing program?
Yes. They're very, very pleased with us.
Excellent.
So I framed the certificate.
Wonderful. Well,
so
thank you.
Passing it off to you.
Oh, now I get to have it. Okay.
Yeah, you can find it in empty space somewhere.
That's right.
But we were thinking somewhere, you know, when people walk in so that they're reminded that we do well testing.
Right.
You know,
excellent. Well, thank you. Yes, I know we did more this year than we have. I mean, we've been progressively going up. And,
yeah, yeah.
And
we did a tremendous number more, yeah, this year.
And they have a good smattering, whatever, of the township to know what's going on.
The good news is we found we don't have an arsenic problem that we suspected we might have had.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. So that was good.
Excellent.
Another two other quick points. One
yep.
was my husband and I were driving around on Sunday, and there's a piece of property we've been eyeing on Hickory Run, right behind the 52 acres that's already, the DEP has already preserved. You know, where the white barn is at the bottom, across the street from the white barn, that's all preserved. Behind it is 29 acres, and it says On Track Realty, it's a little bridge, and it's essentially vacant. There's an old cabin on the property that's derelict, no septic, no well. And so I called on it. The sign's kind of funny looking. Turns out it's an Indian gentleman from Edison that owns it. He's a realtor with On Track Realty. He bought it privately years and years ago, meant to build on it, doesn't want to build on it anymore. And if I want to buy it, I can have it at this discounted price as long as I buy it in the next 2 weeks, because he said the state of New Jersey is buying it from him. And I wasn't aware of this, and I don't know if anybody was.
I was aware of it.
You know, preserved land and all that, and it's contiguous. You know, it's the next lot up, and Hickory Run runs.
When I was in high school, somebody lived in there because there was a bus stop.
Yeah, it's like diagonally across.
Yeah, I know exactly which house you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, but apparently, so I'm not going to buy it. It doesn't have well, doesn't have septic, and that bridge is a little shaky, so I don't think I can get equipment in there to put that stuff in. But he paid $350 for it. He said I could have it for the discounted price of $275. I wanted it. So I have a sneaking suspicion that's, you know, the state's probably paying him $250. And
I wasn't aware of it.
No, to my knowledge, especially if it's contiguous to state property.
Yeah.
But I think Fish and Wildlife and the other state organizations under DEP don't have to inform the town.
I don't think so.
When they're buying
right.
property in the town.
Yeah. No, I don't think this is the first time.
No.
Yeah, won't be the last.
No.
Yeah, but I figured you should just know that.
No, that's interesting.
That's happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder if there's a database that you can find, like, in transition properties like that the state, they probably have it.
Well, once it's sold and it comes in here to the assessor, that's how we would be made aware, and then she really should let Mike Boland or, you know, for someone know that it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it kind of fell into our plan, too.
Right.
You know, another piece with water running through it, contiguous with already preserved land. Voila. Anyway, third point, just quickly referring to the dog situation. I'm the unnamed environmental commission.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And I'm willing to work with you, Bev, on this, but I think more so than just, and I absolutely agree, a protocol has to be published so that people know, like me, you know, like, okay, I found a dog. Now what do I do about it? Normally on my own, I would just find out who the owner is, but in this case, it had no tags and it was sick and, you know, compounding the problem. But I think there has to be an overhaul of how we look at dog ownership overall in the township. Leash laws, poop laws, all that good stuff. Because I'm an avid dog walker. I walk every day, 3 times a day, and I'm having a lot of trouble lately, you know, with people with very aggressive dogs, unleashed dogs, you know, defecation all over the place. I would like nothing more than to put up a stanchion like they do in some places in Somerset County parks, where they have the doggy bags and you know, leave it there or whatever. It's really becoming a problem. And even this morning, a woman with a Rottweiler, the dog narrowed its eyes, put its head down, started to growl, and went to go lunge it. I have a Jack Russell. He weighs 20 pounds. And I said, please divert his attention. You can snap it out of it. You know, get it over. And she said, oh, I wish I could do that. And I said, please do. He's dangerous. And she told me to shut up. So I was like, oh, great. I don't like feeling threatened, you know.
No,
but anyway,
I'm concerned.
Maybe we need a dog policy. Put the laws together. I know there are laws, but put them together, ordinances. And promote it. You know, we can promote it at the various fairs, put it on the website, put it on the Facebook page, whatever. And have a touchstone saying, no, that's the rule. This is what you do.
You'd have to do it by ordinance. That's the problem.
Well, we have a lot of it.
You know,
it's just collecting the ordinance.
How are you going to enforce it?
Well, that's informing the public of what it is.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, get them to know what's going on. And we have, you know, because of the parks that we have, and we're lucky to have the parks, we're so fortunate to have them, but we get so many outside, you know, I say outsiders, but you get so many transient people in the park, so they don't know how to behave, they don't know what the rules are, and they don't just stay in the park, you know, they walk the Columbia Trail, and they walk up Barrett River Road, Mm-hmm. And I think we just need a whole package.
I agree.
To put together. And we do have a lot of these ordinances in place already, but it's a matter of public awareness. You know, what are the leash? I don't even know what the leash laws are. Exactly.
You've got to be able to enforce it, too.
Yeah, I think Jack knows running at large. That's about it. That's what
we
have.
Yeah, ordinance allowing a dog to run at large, supposed to be under your, within your control, doesn't necessarily mean to be on a leash, as long as you can still maintain control over your animal. You're walking a dog without a leash and it would still, you know, feel and listen to you. That would satisfy that.
And who has the overarching authority in the state? I mean, it's not a state park, really. I mean, Kenilworth Gorge is a wildlife management area. Who has the overarching authority in there?
It's Fish and Game.
Okay.
It's the management
they have a leash law.
Yes.
That actually, I called them on because I wanted to find out. They have a leash law unless you are physically, you know, bird hunting with the dog, mm-hmm. which nobody does.
Right.
That's not what goes on in there. It's all just swimming. But, I'm getting a little tired of, oh, don't worry, my dog's friendly, as it barrels into you soaking wet. Yeah.
I was personally attacked by a dog and a pregnant woman because I was trying to protect myself from the dog, and she got mad at me because I was trying to protect myself, and so she started to beat me with the purse.
When was this?
Oh, that's a few years ago. Gurniak took the call, actually.
Oh, you must have loved that one.
On the Columbia Trail? Or?
I was riding a bike down through the gorge. And the dog was running in the river, and she came out and started chasing me and my kids and Shannon. And I was protecting them with the bike and getting in front of it, and the dog's attacking me. And next thing I know is I'm getting hit by a purse, and she's like, stay off of my dog. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here?
I love this.
Yeah.
There was a pregnant woman I had seen her walking dogs previously, and then one day she goes barreling down the gorge in her station wagon with the two dogs running behind the station wagon. And I stopped her and I said, your dogs are off leash. She says, well, I can't walk them, I'm pregnant. That was her way of walking the dog.
Works.
And I thought, is it me or is it the
dog? Oh, it's you. It's just you.
It's me.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, brother.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Kathy. Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. Just a couple quick questions. How many formal complaints have we had about the animal control officer or the activities?
Complaints? No. I mean, this was the first scenario, so it's just coming up
like
with
it's working.
Work, but there's a policies that,
you need,
you know,
some fine-tuning.
Right.
I just don't want you to go and fine-tune with a sledgehammer.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's pretty much it.
Common sense stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to put the back end together. You can't. It's like you don't set up a telemarketing center, dial an 800 number, and then not have people. You know what I mean? You have to have the back end.
You're right, but the point is our police department, the way they interface in the beginning, that sounds the right way to go. You're going to have problems no matter what you do, no matter how many people you hire, where there's going to be delays. But as long as you can work through them, it's great. And the other thing is, as far as leash laws, making people aware, you know, ordinance and things, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. You look over here in the park, there's a leash law there, and there's also a bag law to carry with it. How many times you see people running around there with dogs that just abuse it? But
this, I think we just need to put the policy, make people aware of how to utilize, you know, and also other organizations that are giving out false information.
Exactly.
About, you know, that this way we can have a policy. We can say, hey, this is our policy, so you're aware.
See,
this
I'm always going by, I was at the last meeting, I was at this meeting, and wow, we have a lot of problems.
No, it was still about that same topic about making sure.
Thank you. That was all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Executive session. We're going to go into executive session. What's that resolution?
98.
It'll be regarding ongoing litigation, because I imagine you'll have item updates.
Yes.
And regarding the land, the schoolhouse updates for the committee and professional services. I think that's all the items. We don't have any other CWA. possibly?
I don't know where we're at with that.
Well, let's say CWA just in case we don't. But I don't believe at any rate any of them will have any outcomes at the other at the end of the meeting. So can I get a motion to go into executive session, Resolution 98-2017?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session, Resolution number 98-2017.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you.
This is what I was showing you before. This
yes,
was, you can get this in
thank
your pocket.
You.